She was afraid to try to ride him. He never tried to dismount me. He was a wonderful saddle horse. I rode him a lot when he was staying, when my uncle was keeping him. I rode him a lot.
And so the child goes and say we went to bed and got into bed at night and woke up on the floor. In the morning you say he fell
out of the bed.
And did you ever play a game with the shoes? With the horse's shoes? You ever?
Yeah, you play a horseshoe. Have a stake down there, they play a horseshoe now, but they don't use horses' shoes, they use games, fancy games they buy. And we played, what's that game you play? Cricket? Not cricket. You had little wicks and things you put out in the yard. Okay. Croquet. Play croquet, yeah.
The horses.
And had the mallet and the ball.
The shoes you would nail on the horses.
Feet.
Or anything else you might call those.
The only thing we ever called them. I used to take the horses to the blacksmith to get them shod. That's what you'd say. Take them to, and that was having new shoes put
on
them.
On the hooves.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. Did any people around here ever raise sheep or anything like that?
No, not that I know of. They did at Marion Junction. The people out there raised sheep.
What would they usually call a male sheep? Any name?
Ram.
What about the female, a name for her?
U-E-W-E.
And the stuff that you would shear is...
Wool.
And, you said your father raised hogs and things. Get hogs and things too. What did you call a little hog? Or those
pig.
Did you? What about after it was weaned? Did they have a name for it?
After that, wait a minute now. They did have, they showed.
Mm-hmm. That was just a little bigger than a pig.
That was, he was big enough to sell.
Mm-hmm. And the female, what did they usually call her? The female hog?
Just the female. Just the pig. I don't remember her name that they gave me.
Ever call her a sow?
Yeah, a sow. I'd forgotten. Sow. They called a male a pig all the time. Never heard a male called anything but a pig.
Did they ever use boar for the male?
I guess they did, but we just called them pigs.
But what about the
meat? We called the poor old mother the sow, though.
The hog you were that you were gonna eat. I don't guess you'd eat the boar. What would you call the one you ate? Any name for him?
I guess folks ate boars and everything. I don't know. The ones we killed, I don't remember. I think they were all females, both things.
Did they have any name for that stiff hair on the hog's neck?
I don't even remember hearing it.
You ever hear anybody call it bristles or anything like that?
Wasn't that bristles, but I don't even remember hearing about bristles on hogs.
They just call it hair?
Yeah. It could have been called bristles, and I just didn't.
Some people use that, some don't.
I know it.
Don't.
Well, I don't ever remember calling anything on a hog a bristle.
What about those long teeth? What would you call them?
Tusks.
And a hog that say grew up out wild, what would you call him? He'd be
they'd be boars.
And were there many wild boars up around?
Not that I ever heard of. There could have been, but
I guess it'd be out of the country.
It would just been pigs that got lost from somebody's, what do you call a group of pigs?
You got me, I'm not sure. You wouldn't talk about a herd.
No, I don't know. But anyway, if some of them strayed off and got lost for a long time, they probably became wild. But the ones around here, I never heard of any wild hogs around here.
Yeah, you keep your hogs just in a pen? They have just a pen?
In a pen, uh-huh.
What would you put the food in, the hogs' food?
Troughs.
Do you usually have one of those for each pen? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a trough for each pen.
And I'll ask you some questions. These may not be as familiar, but you can just do what you can. The noise that